Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Carlos, really cool pitching matchup tonight in baseball. Kodai Senga, Sandy Alcantara. I know it's going to be great theater for those of us that are watching, but how much are you looking forward to just seeing Kodai Senga April 1st, first start, clean slate? Here we go.
Yeah, I'm excited. After what he went through last year and, got the opportunity to watch him for one game against the Braves, goes down again, and we didn't see him until the playoff, for a couple of innings. Worked really hard in the offseason, spring training, and here we are, April 1st, facing a really good pitcher on Alcantara, like you said. But, Kodai's feeling good, recovering well, and I'm excited to go out there and watch him pitch.
It's amazing. Sometimes you're out for a year and the baseball world forgets that you ever existed. And so Kodai is coming off of the injury, but 2023, he was electric. How much did his confidence wane? How much does he want to just show up for this team now to remind everybody what he can do?
Yeah, you could see it on his face. You could see it on the interactions in spring training and how involved he was, not only in the clubhouse, but drills, backfield drills in the dugout when he wasn't pitching with the rest of the guys on the rotation, the position players. He's a totally different guy, and he knows how much he means to this team, to the rotation. And like you said, 2023, he was electric, he was an ace. And, all we want from him is to be himself, to continue to have fun, continue to prepare, and continue to take the baseball every 5 days.
What kind of leash can you expect for Senga tonight?
Yeah, I think we're gonna keep it, 75-ish, just to try to continue to build him up, and he's a long year. Again, the fact that he's making a start for us this early is a really good step for us. And, I think we'll watch him closely, but at the same time, we're going to be smart.
And on the other side, as you mentioned, Sandy Alcantara, power arm. I mean, what's the scouting report? I think he made that one start so far against Pittsburgh coming out of Tommy John. Is anything looking different, or is it the same old Sandy?
Yeah, it does look different. Again, this is small sample size based off few spring training outings and then the first start against the Pirates where he's using more of that slider, the changeup. We know the power sinkers there, the four seam. In the past, this was a guy that pretty much it was the two-seam, right? Watching his last outing, he used the slider and the changeup a lot to go along that 99 and 100. So we'll be ready for it. But it's good for baseball to see a guy like Alcantara healthy competing on the field.
Offense breaks out last night for four homers. It's kind of a good reminder, I'm sure, in that room of what this offense can do. The Pete in particular, we always talk about over the years, what kind of protection is he going to have? But it seems this year he is the protection in a way. Are you noticing anything different about how he just his approach this year? I know he hits the grand slam last night.
Yeah, I mean, so much for the protection. I think you got to get guys in front of you to get on base. I think that's the name of the game. You got to get on base. You got to create traffic. And then once you create traffic, you have to stay patient and stick to your approach. And that's what we saw yesterday and what we've seen out of Pete. I've seen a guy that is laying off some tough pitches. We saw it in Houston against a very good pitching staff yesterday. Watching that at bat unfold and how Quantrill was attacking, trying to make him chase on the first pitch slider. Then he painted a fastball at the knees trying to get a ground ball, and Pete took it and he earned that pitch, that he finally was able to hit it out. So I like the at bats. I like the thinking behind it. I like the awareness of the situation and just the fact that he's not trying to do too much when he's got traffic on.
All right, Carlos, thank you.
Yeah, you got it.
The Recap Show is an inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.